Amen. I'm glad for the blood of Christ, aren't you? All right, everybody can be seated except the preachers tonight. I want all the preachers.
Isaiah chapter number 6 this evening. Isaiah chapter number 6. When you find your place, would you stand to your feet in honor and reverence to God's precious and holy word? Isaiah chapter number 6, verse number 1. The Bible says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet. And with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. And I, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Let's ask the Lord to help us this evening. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for being so good. Thank you for letting us in this evening, this precious service. God, would you touch these young people? God, get a hold of them. Help them to sell out and serve you with everything they've got and give you every bit of their life, God, from here on out. God, convict and save sinners. Help us as your people. Lord, we love you. We thank you for being so good to us. Jesus' precious name with much thanksgiving. Amen and amen. You can be seated. The thought, Lord, led in my heart for this evening, I'll be quick and I'll get out of the way. Is that, look in verse number 1, the Bible says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And I'll preach to you just a minute on he that sits on the throne. He that sits on the throne. And by the way, the first thing you'll understand is that he's a holy God. He's a righteous God, and there is none other besides him. Hey, the first thing you'll notice about his throne is its position. He said it's high and it's lifted up. Isaiah saw rest. He saw one king. He saw an earthly king, but then he saw another king. He saw one high and lifted up, holy and right, and the one that sits on the throne. He said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Just that little bit of his garment was in the temple, and it filled it up. Friend, there's none like him. That separates him. That makes a difference in him, between him and earthly kings. Not only his position of his throne, but then he's got personal messengers. Verse number 2 says, above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And friend, they have different positions. They have different things. But notice what they're crying in verse number 3. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. You need to understand something. Not only was his position different, but friend, his personal messengers are different. Notice what it said. And one cried unto another. And friend, in this day and age, we need to be crying one to another, reminding each other of his holiness, not of our own holiness, not of our own righteousness, for it's filthy rags, because he is our righteousness. His righteousness has been imputed unto us. But you need to understand something, not only his position and his personal messengers, but his purity, his holiness. Friend, God the Father's holy, God the Son's holy, and God the Holy Ghost is holy. Friend, you know how my Bible's holy? It says so on the cover. Amen. It's still right. God's still holy. God's still right. He's never done wrong. Thank the good God of heaven. Glory to God. He's still right. He's still doing right. He'll always do right. And in Revelation chapter number 20, you lost sinners, when you stand before a thrice holy God and he reads you your works, and it says works twice, by the way, when he tells you your works, you're going to end up being cast out of the very throne of God, the very position of God. You'll be there with him. And friend, one of these days, he's going to tell you, depart from me. Ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. Your works, by the way, are not going to get you to heaven. Works will never get you to heaven. Friend, you can work and you can work and you can work this whole life through. You can come to church more than the preacher comes to church. And I'll tell you something, you can bust hell wide open. But I want to remind you of something, friend, what John saw right after that. He said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Friend, we're going home one of these days. He that sits on the throne, his position is high. He's pure, friend, and his personal messengers. Friend, there's nothing like our God. There's nothing like the holiness of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you're here lost, you can be saved. You do not have to die in your sin and go to hell. There's nothing says that you've got to leave out of here lost. And off of a Baptist church pew would be a horrible place to go. And praise God, I'm done.